When you hear those applause, you know what time it is. It's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Sanbonani, dumelanga, mshini, molweni, bonjour. Wherever time zone, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Famous Friday. Once again, here speaking is your boy, Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese crop. Welcome to Famous Friday, platform where we have a quick elevator conversation with some of your favorite celebrities. If you want to be part and parcel of this conversation, you know what to do. www.dailysun.co.za. Click at the top. It's an orange or yellow because I know I'm colorblind. But there's a subscribe button. You can go click there and you can comment and be part and parcel of this particular conversation. You can also then look out for our lovely newsletter, where again you can then see some of our amazing content that Daily Sun has to give to you. On our elevated conversation today, arguably the most talented vocalist we have on this side of the equator. If she was an animal, she'd be an eagle because she flies through the storm so gracefully. If she was an art piece, she would be Maya Angelou's Still I Rise. And if she was a character in a movie, she'd be the Phoenix because she rises every single time. Welcome to Famous Friday, Miss Kelly Khumalo.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
How have you been?
Exhausted.
It's that time of the year. It's that time of the year.
I think we are all tired. We just want to wrap it up. But also there's so much to be done. And hopefully we'll be able to do it before we wrap up the year.
Yeah, we should. We should. I mean, you also, speaking about doing and wrapping things up before the end of the year, you just dropped a brand new single, Bazokuluma. Once again, your song titles are affirmation, are statements of intent. Talk to us about the single. You worked with two, arguably again, one of the most talented artists that we have on the side of the equator. Talk to us about the collaborations and also the song itself.
When Mulvi and I got together in studio, especially on Bazokuluma, because we usually brainstorm before getting into studio. We talk about what kind of an album do we want, who are we targeting, and what is the storyline. And obviously the storyline, Bazokuluma, it's something that people can relate to.
Yes.
People talk on a daily basis. Whether you do good or you do bad,
yep,
people will continue to talk. And we wanted to see who fits into the song. And Monty suggested Zagwe. I've never worked with Zagwe. I love his music, but I've never worked with him. And then he suggested Mtunzi. And I had heard a song or two from Mtunzi, but I did not know him very well. So I've had to go home and do my, you know,
yes,
my research and you know, inform myself more about Mtunzi. And I was really fascinated. And to my surprise, the next day we were in studio. That's how the collaboration came about.
Beautiful song, by the way. Absolutely fantastic song. It's already building up on the airplays as well. Is this, you already hinted, and I'm not sure, maybe let me ask it directly. Is this the prelude now to the album now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, if the album was not so big with a lot of work behind it, it would have come out this year because the production is done. The mastering is done. However, the music is not just audio, it's also visual. So we are still in preparations of the visuals. So yes, the album is coming out eventually.
Can you clarify us a little bit in terms of who do you have in the album? Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Who from a production? Obviously, Mondly, obviously, obviously, Zakwe and Mtunzi are on the album. Is there anybody? Okay, at least one. If you can give us at least one more, whether producer or artist, what can people expect from the album?
I'm very much pedantic about my sound. So, in terms of production, I'm still working with Monty. We are establishing quite a very beautiful sound here. I mean, after losing Robbie, it was quite a big gap that I've had to fill up and to make sure that I don't lose myself. Because having to find someone new when you've gotten used to one person, it's quite hard. And I was blessed enough to actually find Monty. So I'm still, you know, making sure that I'm founded and rooted in the sound, hence Mohi's still around. So yes, I've worked with him. But one person that I've been fascinated by for years, not only by his music, but his spirituality, his sense of Africanism, is Mbuso Khoza.
Oh yes.
I'm very fascinated, and I'm blessed that he's part of the album.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be heat. It sounds like you're going to be bringing heat once again. Do we know date wise, more or less, when can we look out for? Obviously, I'm trying my best here. I'm trying my best to. Do we know? Okay, is it the first quarter of 2023? When can we?
The first quarter.
Okay. All right.
Definitely. The first quarter.
I'll take that. Sis Kelly, if you were to describe your life, if you were to create or sing, or what is your current soundtrack of your life currently?
Definitely my album. This current album that's coming out. Definitely. Oh my God. In every sense, every song. Maybe it's because we've had to sit down and literally look at my life and see how best we can capture my life and not only that, my experiences and just as a human being, as a woman, as a mom, as just a little girl growing up and a woman falling in love and all of that. So this album, and my spirituality as well.
Yes.
So this album literally captures the true essence of my journey.
Fantastic. Finish the sentence for Mrs. Kelly if you can. Fame for Kelly Khumalo is?
An icing on the cake that I don't need.
But it's because you're after a certain time.
Yeah, so it's literally that.
I mean, apart from your album, are you still everybody's asking about the next your next installment of your reality show. Are we going to get that? Are we also going
to? I never know about these things. I always do wish I can say yes. I'm doing the next thing. For me, my journey is not mine. It's literally godly. So if God wishes, if God is not done using me for families and women and I don't know, for those people that my reality show gets to touch, we will definitely do this again.
I love that.
So it will depend.
I love that. Yeah. I really do. So what outside your album, what are you also then working on?
I've been focusing on this album. This album has literally been my life. I've had to drop a lot of things. But obviously next year we're going back to all the tours that I'm doing. The Gospel Explosion is coming back again.
Okay.
Friends with Kelly Khumalo in the Val is also coming back.
Mm-hmm.
As well as From a God to a King tour.
Mm-hmm. The beverage, is it still something that's also going to be, we're still going to be
cool? Actually, we are in reconstruction,
okay,
in terms of the beverage. We've lost so much money due to COVID, so we recovered and we are rebooting and going back into the market again. Skin is still out there selling,
okay,
so that's heartwarming and still a lot of work. So yeah,
all right, quickly before we've got three more questions. One, dream collaboration, who does the songstress Kelly Khumalo would still love to work with? One, two, quickly, your tour dates. It's festive season. Everybody is going to be booked and busy, no matter if it's a cartel or not. You're going to still try to be booked and busy.
Listen, I mean, it's literally every weekend from now on all the way to the first week of January. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's even worse with the new single. So I can't really drag my feet. I literally have to work.
So you're going to be here, there, everywhere. So how does the tour look like? Is it a national or international? Do we have to also then get passports as well?
I have a Nigeria in the first week of January.
Wow. Wow.
And Botswana in December, and then a lot of them are, you know, local.
Dream collaboration for Mrs. Kaylee Khumalo?
I never really thought about that part. Like it would be, you know, one person that I've been really fascinated by is Khan Janine, and unfortunately she's now in parliament. She's a politician now. And so, I mean, my dream literally crashed. So maybe, I'm yet to find another replacement.
Maybe you can drag her out of parliament as a break. And
I doubt. We've been trying to find her. It's literally impossible.
Okay. We'll see. So the verdict is still out on the dream collaboration, I suppose. And then quickly, before you go, what is the one thing, and I think one thing that you think your fans, one thing that your fans don't know about you, which they might find interesting?
Sure. I've never even thought about it myself.
I mean, because someone, your life is literally public domain, but I'm sure there's
not really, but something that they probably don't know is that what they know is what I want them to know. There's a lot that they don't know.
Oh, I see. So you're not going to share at least one?
I love my space. Mm-hmm. I'm literally that person who sits alone and enjoys her company.
Okay, you and me both. You and me both.
Like, there is nothing better than that for me. Like, I am even lazy to have conversations. I'm like, oh, here we go again. I people when I have to.
Yep. And I suppose, Guesman, Signaban Tabatala as well involved. Sometimes you need that space.
I think they've always been there. Now it's worth, now that I actually realized and have accepted, and it's worth. Like, I know what you are going to say before you do, so maybe let's not.
I hope you didn't anticipate what I was going to say. I really hope it wasn't like that.
No, I even feel the energy. I know when it's going to be a great energy, and when it's going to be a drag, I'm like, oh God, why did you do this to me?
Okay.
And but it's been a really amazing interview. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sis Kaylee. That is it for our elevator conversation. Big, big thank you. Congratulations on your brand new single. We look forward to the album. I would say stay strong, but you're an epitome of that. I will say keep shining, keep glowing.
Yes, I think I like those kind of lines. The other stuff really not necessary.
Yep. Keep shining.
Thank you so much, eh?
Keep shining. And congratulations on everything.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye. Fascinating conversation with the ever-talented, multi-award-winning songstress, Kaylee Khumalo. Catch her brand new single. Bazo Kuluma is featuring Zakwe and Mtunzi. It's streaming. It's everywhere. It's already on rotation on our radio stations. Go get the single. You also heard the album is going to be dropping first quarter. You heard it here on Famous Friday. If you want to hear this and many, many others, head over to www.dailysun.co.za. Click on the subscribe. Click on the sign in. Be part of the conversation and ask and tell us who else would you want to have on our Famous Friday platform. And once again, do look out for our lovely newsletter. Amazing content. You can be able to, again, to interact with all that content, but you have to subscribe, guys. Subscribe. Once again, for me, Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese scope. It's bye for now. Shap, shap.